purpose of that journey was to undertake some training or further training to give upskill myself, I guess, in terms of identifying, firstly, lesions of foot and mouth disease, and also then learning how to age those lesions. I think that's one of the most important part of that. And then having a general look at how the disease plays out in terms of, you know, animal production losses and other elements of that, so that we can gain more information on when and if that became an issue in Australia and we need to put in a program in place to get rid of FMD.
How prepared are we, Jenny, if FMD was to get into Australia?
Well, I think all of these types of exercises are certainly to build our capacity in that respect, and certainly this one involved getting on-ground experience. I mean, most veterinarians in Australia, bar a few that have been to outbreaks in Europe in 2000, probably have not seen the disease. I mean, we know what it looks like and how they present, but to have first-hand experience is a whole new realm. And I think it is one element in a whole range of preparedness activities. And certainly, I think we are fairly well prepared. But this was just one aspect of actually trying to improve that in terms of identifying the disease, when that should be notified to us, and this would give us early confidence that this is what we are dealing with.
Well, with that in mind, now that you are back, are there any changes that do need to be made to procedures in place?
Oh, I wouldn't say changes that need to be made, but I guess always at the top of our mind is early notification from farmers and people dealing with livestock. And I guess this is probably the most important thing, that we actually are we are brought in to have a look fairly early on whenever they have an instance where they're unsure of what's going on or something really unusual. And in any case, that means that they should be talking with their local veterinarian or ringing the Department of Agriculture. And I suppose this is to back that up, so that we've got people in the department that actually do have first-hand experience in identification of the lesions. I guess the other important aspect of the trip was to help us go back in time to try and work out how long an outbreak may have been present in a particular area. That then gives us a good capacity to be able to work out how many potential properties might be involved and how big the original or the initial outbreak actually is at the point of time that it becomes notified to us.
Well, Jenny, in the wake of the current BJD situation in the north of our state, how important is it that we keep on top of these preparedness strategies to combat exotic diseases, be they BJD or FMD in this case?
Preparedness is everything, I think, Tara, in terms of actually, knowing, in this case with FMD, being able to identify the lesions and work out how old they are. It gives us the upper hand, I suppose, in terms of actually getting on top of an outbreak. If one were to occur in Australia, in any situation in Australia, it would be, a massive effort to bring that under control, primarily because we know that the impact that would have on our terms of trade, and that's why it's so important to have this preparedness ready and ongoing at all stages.
So are we ready? Are we prepared? Could we combat it?
Well, we're as prepared as we can be, Tara, and certainly this trip to Nepal was one sort of further, effort towards that.